You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Many Texans received emergency notifications of imminent threat alert on their phones amid inclement weather this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Fogarty says the agency has not changed how flood warnings are issued.
The alerts are called wireless emergency alerts, and they're a coordination between the government and the cell phone carriers to provide certain warnings that we issue that will alarm on phones.
Fogarty says the alerts were triggered by flash flood warnings issued overnight as heavy rains moved across the region Monday. He says a recent Apple software update may have made the notification feel different for some iPhone users. Multiple flash flood warnings and warning extensions overnight also led to additional alerts being sent to phones. Fogarty says residents should continue paying attention when those alerts arrive.
It may save your life if you have the warnings turned on.
Additional rounds of rain and thunderstorms remain possible today, with the greatest flood threat shifting south and east of San Antonio. And amid the heavy rain, a driver of a vehicle swept away by floodwaters in Bendera County early Monday has been found dead. The Bendera County Sheriff's Office reports the woman called 911 at around 5:30 a.m. Monday, saying her vehicle was being carried downstream. Her vehicle was discovered by rescue teams Monday afternoon. From Laredo to El Paso, communities along the Texas-Mexico border are pushing back against the Trump administration's sweeping barrier construction plans. Critics say those plans were made without local input and over the objection of residents, landowners, and even county officials. Sacred sites, wildlife refuges, and national parks are all in the path of proposed construction. Dave Cortez, director of the Sierra Club's Lone Star chapter, tells TPR it amounts to the federal government putting politics ahead of people.
One thing we've learned from this administration is that the law is an afterthought. Their special interests are the first thought, and the demands and requests of the people on the ground also are an afterthought. No one is asking for this.
Opponents say more than 3,000 Texans have already contacted elected officials, urging them to halt the project. Learn more at TPR.org. Just search for The Source. The San Antonio Philharmonic has named Felipe Tristan as interim music director. Tristan, who has served as associate conductor since 2024, takes over following the departure of former music director Jeffrey Kahane earlier this year. Tristan says the Philharmonic will continue performing the classical works audience expect, while also highlighting the musical traditions that help shape San Antonio.
San Antonio is the birthplace of conjunto, that we have Tejano, that we have Mexican and regional, that we have country, we have George Strait. So many things that we need to pay attention to.
His appointment comes after a turbulent season marked by legal disputes, financial challenges, and the cancellation of most of the Philharmonic's concerts. The Philharmonic says details of its 2026-27 season will be announced in the coming weeks. San Antonio again came up short during last night's prestigious James Beard Awards, but Texans still came up big. Houston-based chef Adrian Torres of the restaurant Maximo took home the Best Emerging Chef Award. He highlighted his immigrant background during his acceptance speech.
Fear was our story. Today, standing on this stage, I want to say something that I never thought my younger self would have the opportunity to say. I am proud to be the son of immigrants. I am proud to be an immigrant. I am proud to be a DACA recipient.
The San Antonio Michelin star restaurant Michli was a finalist in the Outstanding Restaurant nomination. Tavil Bristow Joseph of Nicosi Dessert Bar at Pearl was also a finalist in Outstanding Pastry Chef or Baker. A San Antonio chef or restaurant has never been awarded a James Beard Award, largely considered the Oscars of the food world. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Maria Navarro.